Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast, the anime podcast. I'm your host Shane, and so today I'm gonna be talking about Guy Sensei, and specifically what I want to talk about is how Guy could become the strongest ninja if he is able to sustain and survive using the 8-gate. Now, think of a situation as like, let's say a guy had the healing technique that Tsunade has, right? That gives her instant regenerative ability as long as she can sustain it with a chakra. Something like that would be tremendous. Or he's just a regenerative ability that even while his body's breaking down, it's also healing and regenerating faster than it's breaking down, right? Once he enters the 8 gates with the ability like that, it means that one, he can sustain the 8 gates much, much, much longer. And he will technically become unstoppable. Now, I'm going to show you guys what I mean, and I'm going to put it in perspective, right? Now, first thing, let's look at what we know the 8-gate is known to do. The 8-gate technically brought Madara to his feet, right? Madara himself claimed that, if he was not basically a tentail during Churiki, he would have died from Guy's final attack that Guy launched at him that literally tore off most of his upper body and that he was regenerating from, right? That these are Madara's exact words. He says, if I was not a tentail during Churiki, I would have died. You know, he dubbed Guy the strongest taijutsu warrior that he has ever faced, or probably the strongest warriors ever. And with that knowledge, we come to realize just how deadly and powerful the 8 gates is. Now, another thing I want you guys to keep in mind is that at the point when Guy decided to use the 8-gate, he was not in top physical shape. Keep in mind, he was fighting through the entire ninja war, right? And at that point, I think he was being held up by... He had already broken a foot, I think, before he entered the 8-gate. I think he was being held up by Lee. Right, and so he was at his physical limits before he entered the 8-gate, and he entered the 8-gate when he was again physically weak, and endurance was at bare minimum. Right, he entered the 8-gate and got such a boost. Now you could say that if Guy was in tip top shape, fresh on the battlefield in mint condition, when he decided to use the 8-gate against Madara, one could say that he might have won that fight. Now keep in mind, the 8-gate deteriorates your body while you're using it. Guy's body was already at a deteriorated state before he entered the 8 gates, because he was using other gates like the 7-gate, the 6-gate, and he was fighting physically for night and day for a long duration at times during the Great War. Right? Understand what I'm saying? So the point I'm trying to make is that the moment when Guy decided to enter the 8-gate, his body was already deteriorated to a point where he was unable to move without pushing himself to pass his physical abilities. And that's Guy and Lee's old shit, right? To push themselves beyond their physical limitations. Which was why he was able to push himself into the 8-gate and endure it for as long as possible. Now, again, the 8-gate deteriorates the user's body while he's using it, right? Guy could only withstand the effects of the 8-gate for a short period of time because his body was already deteriorated. Now, if a mint condition Guy had launched, have entered 8-gate, probably he could have endured it for a while and use it for a quick short period of time and then snap out of it before it completely ruins his body, right? We see that Naruto was the one that came and saved the guy there, and he was crippled for life, right? Probably his tendons and in his foot or his bones were destroyed beyond repair, and so he was not able to fix those. But he's still a very strong character. Now, once you put all of this into account and you realize that, listen, Guy's really a very fearsome character, and no wonder Masashi Kishimoto decided that, listen, the 8-gate has to have a limitation, and the limitation is death, right? If you use it for and expose for a long period of time, you're going to die and your body's going to be deteriorated, which is why we have never seen Guy use the agate. And the agates overall will deteriorate your body. Like, all the other agates deteriorate your body. Because it's like anaerobic exercise, right? Like, once you start pulling on your body to release that extra reserve of energy, it will, right? Your body will try to push as much energy as it can pull from your cells and all the other process that they, and then you start to breathe faster. It's also, it's accommodating your knees to pull on more energy. But after you have finished consuming all that energy, your body's going to be very weak because you have pulled not just on the available energy, but also those that were in reserve. Therefore, your body gets weaker. So that's pretty much what the gates are. The gates are like the ability to tap into that innate ability to that reserve energy that your body has. Right, and that is why Guy and Lee are constantly exercising. Because if you, let's relate it to a real life situation, if you are someone who exercise a lot, do a lot of long distance running, your tolerance for running and your muscle is able to tolerate a lot more work than say someone who has never really done running in their life and decide, you know what, I'm gonna take a run right now. His body's not gonna be able to withstand the pressure that is gonna and the force and the pressure that activity is gonna put on it, right? And that is why Lee and Guy is constantly training so that they can build up their tolerance to very demanding tasks, so that when they enter the gates, they can last a lot longer in the gates. Now the eighth gate is akin to like really, really pulling at everything that your body has, you know, on a cellular, molecular, atomic level. You're literally telling every fiber of your being, listen, give me everything you have, every backup energy, the backup energy you have, everything, I need it all right now. This is going to be the moment of truth, you know, fight or flight, and this is a fight. You know, after this, I might have to actually did, because you have used up every possible piece of energy, nutrients, whatever that your body has available. Your body needs to have these things in storage so that when there's a critical moment, it can, you know, output it for survival and these things. That's why, you know, when people are frightened, they have a thing termed fight or flight. You know, you automatically either get enough energy to run really fast to escape, or enough energy to really fight. That's what it is. And so, looking at all this information, you realize that Guy is pretty much a lethal weapon. And if he was able to like regenerate or even go into the eight gates and sustain it for like an hour, shit, he would. Because when he was, Madara literally could not attack him. Madara did not stand a fighting chance against Guy in terms of attacking or anything. He could not, he was on the defensive, and Guy was literally ripping him apart with his attack, right? He was thumping the air and the air, just the energy and the shockwaves from that was tearing Madara apart. And so with this knowledge, realized that Guy is pretty much a beast, a very deadly beast. And this is why I'm saying that Guy is pretty much the strongest character in Naruto, if you look at it, if you want to be technical, right? And he used taijutsu, and you know, the anime and the manga has been dropping ins for a long while, and we have not been paying attention. I remember when Itachi attacked the village, and Guy was saying that, listen, I've been training to fight Kakashi without looking at his eyes, you know, I will just look at his foot. And that's what's pretty good idea, because you realize that Guy was such a warrior because he literally trained himself to adapt to any possible situations, right? Guy don't really use ninjutsu that much, so he wouldn't have much of an effective fight against genjutsu, I think, right? So he realized that the only way he can't look into Uchiha's eyes, so he has to look at their feet while he's fighting. And Guy is such an adapt person to fighting, and he's just one of the better characters in Naruto, I think. And that's it for this episode. You know, just wanted to share that little bit of information with you guys. I was thinking about it, and decided, you know, let me just flesh this out in an episode and see if it makes sense. So let me know if you guys think it makes sense. Again, for you guys, if you're listening and you're listening up to this point, you can download the Anchor app. And through the Anchor app, you can contact me, you can send me voice messages, I can incorporate those voice messages in the anime. Now, if you don't know the Anchor app, you have to sign up, and then you can search for my podcast. It's the Anime Podcast, right? And then you just send me a voice message there and all of those things, right? We can do collaborative episodes and all those things. I would love to hear from you guys and all those things. That's it for now. Otherwise, if you listen to on CastBox, I know CastBox allow you to comment. If you're listening to this episode on CastBox platform, please comment and let me know. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.